to Hour 2 of We the People Radio. You are joining Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. And we're talking about the ramifications of elections. Elections have consequences. Do we have a second while I read about all the companies that are laying off employees that began
Yes, quickly? We have Kay on the line who called in before we ended the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Dave on the line who is our guest for the second hour.
So maybe we should do that later.
I don't know.
Oh, but you know what? I want folks to jot this website down.
See, I'm not the boss of Elizabeth.
It's dailyjobcuts.com. dailyjobcuts.com. If you go to that website, they will show you all of the companies on a daily basis each day that are either laying off, closing, or filing for bankruptcy.
Mm.
And just, if I could, if our guest doesn't mind and our caller, real quickly, I'll just blast through this really fast. We've got more than a dozen employees at Lightyear Network Solutions, Providence Journal, 23 employees, Hawker Beechcraft, 240, Boeing Aircraft, 30%, all in California, 17 employees to CVPH Medical Center, U.S. Cellular, 980 job cuts, Momentum Performance Materials, 150, Rocketdyne, 100, Brake Parts, which is a leader in auto parts, 75. Vesta Wind Systems, 3,000. Husqvarna, whatever that is, 600 jobs.
Is it Husqvarna?
Yeah. the Center for Hospice.
Power
and
Tools.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, the chainsaw people.
I thought it would take me too long to figure out how to pronounce it. The Center for Hospice and Palliative Care, 40 employees. Bristol Myers, 480. OCE North America, 135. Darden Restaurants, which is basically
Red Lobster,
Olive Garden, and two or three others. They will be reducing most of their workforce to 28 hours per week. Week, which is hardly enough to live on. Westridge Mine, 204 jobs. United Blood Services Gulf, 10% of their workforce. And that's just that's just part of it. Then there's a whole list of companies that have actually closed.
Hey, I can add one more to the list that I just found out about in the North State last night. Colonel Sanders kissed us goodbye.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
As a direct result of the election, but an ongoing bankruptcy proceeding. All of the Kentucky Fried Chickens in the North State, all 14 of them, are now closed, and they will reopen in 3 or 4 months as Popeyes. So
interesting.
And I discovered this when I went through the KFC drive-through last night at 8 o'clock, and she said, "We're closed." I was like, "You're closed this early?" She's like, "No, we're closed for good. We're shutting down and reopening as Popeyes 3 months from now."
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Well, with Obamacare kicking in at the first of the year, you know, all the medical insurance overload.
Know, so for all of those folks that are picketing at Raley's, I mean, get a clue.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a look at the list.
We'll update you next week on the list, unless you'd like to check for yourself. That was dailyjobcuts.com.
Yeah, it's very informative. Mm. Every day they'll tell you.
Nice. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with the election. Kay.
Hi.
Kay, pipe up. What do you have for us?
I was wondering, do you think that Rick Bassetti actually accepted a Trojan horse? When he accepted the money from the professor at Stanford?
I have no idea.
It didn't work for him.
Well, a lot of things didn't work for a lot of people, but, I mean,
don't know anything about it.
No clue.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I was wondering, since the Republicans are, you know, basically out of power, to a very large extent, mm-hmm. larger than ever,
mm-hmm.
In Sacramento, maybe what they should do instead of focusing on voting is focusing on getting expert witnesses that talk about what, you know, for bills that...
It would have to happen out. See, the thing that goes on that I didn't know anything about is that, like, hearings and things like that where I would think he would bring information to light and inform the public and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
that's controlled by the party in power. So now...
Right, but if there's a way, they have to be clever.
Well, this will all have to happen outside the legislature. What's going to happen if we're going to move the ball down the field, it's going to happen
forward.
At the...
Forward.
You said the F word again, not
the
forward. Forward is dead to us. Onward, remember. You know, it's going to happen at the grassroots level. Uh-huh. In all seriousness, we're going to have to organize locally and make that happen. Because if we're waiting for it to happen at the legislative level...
Well, it has to happen both ways. And I think that they need to get clever. They can't just be having fun in Sacramento with all the glitz and excitement of Sacramento. They're
Trust me, there's no fun being had when you're in the minority party.
No.
And when you're in a minority party of a supermajority, mm-hmm. Nobody's going down there and going, oh, well, I guess we can't do anything. Guess
but
we better...
But there are ways of doing it. If you have a clever person who's a clever strategist and you don't broadcast everything you're doing...
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll get back to you.
And you know, you call us back off air and give us some ideas, Kay.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Whoops. Not all right. Was that all right?
That's how we do it. We
go to total silence.
Yeah, one caller off and put another caller on.
That is why you're the engineer.
We went to a total silence there. Okay, Dave. Coach Dave.
Yes.
Coach Dave is in there.
Good morning. Right. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Well, it's good afternoon here in Ohio, but honored to be on with you. And just thought I would add something to your little discussion there.
Thank you.
Front page of our Columbus Dispatch, largest newspaper in the state of Ohio. 2013 health premium will add $2,000 to average health care bill. So there you are, the new Obama tax. Finally, after the election, our local Obama newspaper comes clean and tells everybody that it's
going
to be about...
Well, isn't that awesome? And, you know, that's what I've been reading, is now the mainstream media is free to go ahead and tell the truth. About the truth about the economy.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Now that it's too late to do anything about it.
I want to regress too, because I want people to understand, you know, why we have Coach Dave on the horn with us here, besides the fact that he's interesting. I read an article in News with Views that was excellent, and we'll make sure that gets posted. Oh, it is posted on the website. WeThePeopleRadio.us, there is a that article is reposted. But about Coach Dave, he's a veteran 25-year high school football coach, was spurred to action when attacked and eventually sued by our good friends at the ACLU in the late 1990s for committing what heinous crime? Allegedly mixing prayer with his coaching.
Shame on you.
Bad man.
I got spanked pretty good for that.
Anybody who's ever played sports knows you better pray, but depending on what team you play for, too. But that really struck me. And you also, in your article, you had quite a few instances, specific things, that you witnessed at the polls. And you did some exit polling yourself, which was fairly telling. And I used the word veteran earlier of coaching, but we keep forgetting. I've got a note right here on my thing, you know, to thank our veterans are and have served in the military. It is Veterans Day weekend, and we should. We were remiss the first hour. Terribly sorry. Thank you to all of our veterans.
A lot of beautiful flags flying out there today.
And I am really sorry for the veterans, because they have. You know,
yeah, they've taken the brunt of everything.
They have taken the
brunt
of all of it, and all that freedom. You know, we're watching it circle the drain. So,
all of you that think it's not important to vote, shame on you, and don't ever call me, because I don't like you.
And if you don't thank a veteran today, we're going to hunt you down.
So there you go.
Yeah. So, Dave.
Yes.
Back to you. Yeah, I know somebody's calling to yell at us. Back to you. I mean, honestly, so after this ACLU deal. Where'd you go from there?
Well, I was in high school football. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of it. I want you to know, I talk about 700 miles an hour, so if I run out of air, I'll be right back just after I take a deep breath. I was a high school football coach, got sued by the ACLU in 1997, covering prayer with our football team, went through a 2-year battle with those dogs for our right to be able to pray. After a two-year battle, the ACLU relented, offered us an out-of-court settlement. Prayer never stopped. I walked away from teaching and coaching in 2000. I was undefeated as a football coach my last year, and I walked away to try to awaken people to the anti-Christian wave that was coming over the horizon. People thought I was crazy. I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been out trying to wake up the dead to understand that we are in danger of losing not only Christianity and free speech in this nation, but this nation in general. And so that's what I do. I do radio. I write. I speak. I raise heaven everywhere I go, and I try to tell the Tea Party, and I try to tell the Tea Party this, that the problems in America are moral. They are not political. They are moral. And until we return to expecting morality out of our leaders, we will continue to get the same stuff that we get. And so we have no one to blame except, in my view, the pastors and the churches for being so missing in action in this battle for truth, justice, and the American way. We can point the finger at Obama. We can point it at anybody else. They're just acting the way they know that they're supposed to act. They are of their father, the devil, which is what the scripture says. And the works of their father, they will do. The problem is, those of us who have a different father, whose Jesus is our father, how about if we acted like him? If we did, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in.
Man, Dave, I'll tell you what, if people can't get moving with you behind them or in front of them, I'm not sure which direction. I'm seeing you behind, you know, and it's like, run, run, run. It's like, I'm ready to start running.
I scare people, Aaron. I scare them. That's
I bet
okay.
you were a great
coach. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I coach people. And if our pastors would coach their flocks instead of rubbing them on the back and telling them how brave they are because the devils attack them, what brave little patients they are in that hospital they call a church, if pastors would stand up and be like that black-robed regiment and stand up and fight for, as I said earlier, Superman, truth, justice, in the American way, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in. But we're in this mess. Oh, I'm going to make them mad out there in California, but I don't care because our pulpits are filled with sissy men afraid to confront evil. That's why we are where we are.
Yeah, and we're going to pay for it too. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. We're talking to Coach Dave. If you haven't figured that out yet, head to wethepeopleradio.us, read more, check up on the show. We'll be back with you here at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
I used to rule the world, sees it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to.
Okay, that was the music. Okay, we're back.
Hey, and we are chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. Don't forget to go to that webpage because everything about today's guests and the guests that we have had for the past 2 years is all located there. Individual links that you can email out and all the websites and all the good stuff that you need to know
and
to follow along.
And obviously we need to smarten up the electorate, so the time is now. Mm-hmm. You have a cache to draw from online.
I'm telling you folks, though, and I'm beating this home today, make your point with your dollar.
Exactly.
People need
or lack
to know
thereof.
That you're not tipping them anymore. You can't help out there. No more donations because the reason the government is taking so much in taxes is because that's where they need to go to get it.
Yep, starve the beast. So we have Tom from Quartz Valley
on the line. He has a question, comment, et cetera, for the coach. Tom, speak.
Very good morning.
Speak
good morning.
Now or get cleats. Get the cleats running right up your back. Hurry up.
Chop, chop.
I
just a real quick story on the coach. That's not why I called, but maybe I can call later. But I went to school in 1960 to 1964, Weed High School. One of the most inspirational people in my life were the coaches, particularly our football coach. Great leader, great man, and people don't appreciate the influence that these coaches do have with you. Just as a point of what he was saying, before each game, every football game we had, we all huddled up and we all said the Lord's Prayer together prior to the game. And that's always been an inspiration of my life. So God bless the coach and what he's done. I'm sorry he had to go through what he had to go through. But
don't be sorry I have to go through it. It's time for us to stand up and push back. See, praying before a football game is an American tradition. Not only did I play as a football coach, in 35 years of coaching and playing, I never ever started one football game without a prayer. It's an American tradition. And I, what I ask those guys is, who are those uncircumcised Philistines that think they can come into our small community, in fact, come into this, into my domain, in our locker room, and tell me that I don't have a right to pray with those kids who I've built into and nurtured for 365 days a year, season round, preparing them for that football game that we're about to play. And it's time that God-fearing Americans like you and like Aaron and like everybody listening to this program stood up and pushed back. We teach our football guys to fight pressure. Always push back. Never, ever give in to pressure.
Hey,
we have to apply that into our public life as well.
Hey, Coach Dave, I want to know, do they all get a trophy just for participating?
Oh, man. That's another one. Don't get me going on that one, but that's where we are, right? In fact, our guys understand that, no, you don't get a trophy just for participating. It is something that you earn, and respect is earned. And on our football team, who plays? The guy who deserves to play. I said, this isn't daddy ball. Victory belongs to those who go out and earn it. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Meaning what? Not that men are violent, but that they push back and they fight for what is important. And there's nothing more important than the spiritual heritage and tradition of this once great Christian nation.
And I'm sure that the ACLU really understood all that when you explained it to them. What was the outcome of that anyway? I mean, what was their argument? Was that you were damaging them by praying?
Well, for 48 hours before we went to federal court in Columbus, Ohio. This just wasn't some rinky-dink municipal court. This was federal court. This was the big deal. 48 hours before we went to court, they offered us an out-of-court settlement. And I believe that the last thing that they wanted, in fact, this is what my attorney said, one of the last things that the ACLU wanted was me on the witness stand, because I would have articulated exactly what I've articulated to you guys here in the past 10 minutes. And for whatever reason, I can't explain it, the scripture says that the righteous are as bold as lions, and evil men flee when no one pursues. But Christian men are fleeing. We're hiding. We won't stand up. The scripture tells us that the fear of man is a snare. And we've got so many God-fearing men who have their foot caught in a trap. The trap of fear of man, of losing their job, of somebody saying something mean about them. Well, my goodness, it's war. And that great theologian Woody Hayes, the former football coach of Ohio State, said, I never saw a football player make a tackle with a smile on his face. We're in a war. It's time we acted like it.
Yeah, that's about the long and the short of it, too. It was funny, before the election, actually, it was on election night, I was on the radio here. Thank goodness I left the studio before the evil results came in. But I was on the radio with somebody who thinks the exact opposite of what I think. And somebody said, oh, you shouldn't do that because he might personally attack you. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Really? So I shouldn't do it. I should just, let's just give him the microphone, let him run with it, huh?
Well, see, that's the same thing, though. That's the evidence of what's happened in our society. The gospel according to Rodney King. That's what I call it. Why can't we all just get along? Well, I'll tell you why. Because truth cannot get along with lies. Light cannot get along with darkness. It is an eternal conflict. Genesis 3, the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And for whatever reason, they have scared those of us who are considered the children of the light. They've scared us back into the closet.
We just said bye to Tom up in Quartz Valley. Thanks, Tom, for calling. Hey, so, Dave, what you see in Ohio? Because Ohio was a biggie, and the early results in Ohio were that really low propensity, like Republican voters, were just pouring into the polls, and everything was looking really good. And then, boom, it blew up.
I saw two things. And I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy who goes out on the streets and stands and defends the truth. I saw two things. Number one, Mitt Romney from the very beginning was only the choice of 30% of Republicans. You can go back and you can check the primaries. He never got more than 30%. He was not what the people wanted. So a lot of people, Ron Paul voters, those kind of people, real true Christian conservatives said, I am not going to go vote for that guy. That was issue number one. But I still didn't think it would matter because I thought enough people were tired of what was going on in America, that they would show up at the polls, but they didn't. But you know, this is an amazing statistic. Barack Obama got 10 million fewer voters than he got last time. That's pretty staggering. 10 million fewer. But do you know that Mitt Romney got 3 million fewer than John McCain? If Mitt Romney had merely gotten the votes that John McCain got, he would be president of the United States. Now, issue number two, and I hate to use this one, because as a football coach, the last thing you want to do when you lose a game is blame the referees. I hate a guy who blames the referees. I hate it. You have to overcome the referees. But I'm going to tell you something. The cheating that took place in this election was unbelievable, and I observed it firsthand. I saw busloads of Somalians come in on Obama buses. Yes, that's what they were. They put Obama for America on the side of the bus. They pulled up to the early voting center. The people got off of the bus. Somebody handed them a Democratic vote card. They walked into the thing, and they cast a vote, and I guarantee you they weren't even Americans. Now, I'm going to tell you this, not only this. See, the reason this early voting is so evil is because it gives these same people the opportunity to go to different towns and vote again. The voting, the cheating was unbelievable. But I'm going to use that as an excuse. I'm not going to use it as an excuse. They cheated better than we did. They won. I won't say fair and square. They won. They were better at their game than what we were at ours. So, number one, we had a lousy candidate, and it's time that Christians and conservatives say enough of those Republicans, enough of that stuff. The Tea Party's been co-opted by the Republicans, Karl Rove and Dick Morris on there telling us how everything's okay. And see, they weren't. They're just company men. They're just company Republicans trying to herd all the rest of us into the pen. And I ain't going into the pen anymore, Aaron. I don't mean to yell. I'm just excited.
That's okay. We figure it's all part of the coach thing. Anybody who's ever played sports knows that that's the only volume coaches have. And I come from a big, loud family, so actually, you would fare very well, like at our Thanksgiving dinner table. I think it's going to be kind of quiet this year, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I fare pretty well in churches. They just don't like to hear it. The people love to hear it, but those little weenie pastors, they get scared. They don't want to hear that stuff, Aaron. And here's what I know: you look at any map, and we are losing. We are losing. Because the cities are overwhelming the folk out here in the country. Out here where I live, I'm out in the country somewhat. Probably
see, we're in the country, too.
I mean, the country folk, they understand what's going on. But we're being overwhelmed by the inner city and the cheating in the inner city. And I don't know the answer to it. I don't know the answer to it.
And we're being overwhelmed by the environmental wackos.
Yeah, because we live up in the rural part of California. And, you know, so we had this last 2 years, we have one state senator for 12 counties, and they're not those little itty bitty counties. They're the big ones. You know, the total drive time there is about 8 hours from one end to the other, depending on where you want to go, and that gets tougher and tougher and tougher to bring in to legislate. So obviously we're overrun here. I have somebody in the chat room who wants to know if you took pictures of all this stuff that was happening.
No, I didn't take. Can I tell you why I didn't take pictures?
Yeah, sure.
Who are you going to give them to?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. There is the First Amendment guarantees us the right to what? To redress of our grievances. Hey, folks, there is no redress of grievances in America now. Who do you take it to? Do I take it to John Boehner? He's from Ohio. You think John Boehner's going to stand up and fight? He's not. He's just an alcoholic who happens to be from Cincinnati. He isn't going to fight. God bless Alan West. He appears trying to fight. But see, the Democratic insiders run inner city Columbus. They run the early voting center. You are wasting your time. And by the way, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, exactly.
Once he's elected president, you'll never get it back, no matter how much vote fraud you expose.
Well, hey, and not. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going
to
say.
Well, you at least have the means to put it on YouTube in this day and age. Things mediums that didn't exist in the past. There is a way to get it out there.
Well,
I'm sure there's all kinds of YouTubes out there. There were all kinds of people there that were outraged, just like I was. I mean, but we have the most. Part of the thing I wrote in my commentary, which you've posted there on your website, is just how ignorant we are. And if you just go down there and just read it's the death of logic. People no longer know how to form an argument based on logic and reason. And it's the fruit of our government schools, see? And until parents understand that their kids are being poisoned and indoctrinated in the government schools, oh, they may have a great football team and their band might be good and they have all the outward appearances of being a great school, but they are poisoning, they are destroying America from the inside out with communism and socialism and moral relativism all over and over and over. And I see the fruits of it when I go to the college campuses, which we just did when we were in Jackson, Mississippi. When I went to the early voting center, we see people who are nothing but sheeple controlled by the educational establishment and the lamestream media.
Well, there were more than... Okay, now, you guys have what's called wards there. We don't have those here. So I'm assuming that's just how they carve up really big cities into chunks. I mean,
right?
Okay.
Like precincts.
Yeah, but they have like people that are in charge of those wards. It's not just for voting. But anyway, in these different wards that they listed in Ohio, in some cases there was 108% voter turnout in a ward. Now, how do you do that?
How about this? In one precinct in Cleveland, the vote total was 17,300-3. Barack Obama got 17,300 votes, and Mitt Romney got 3. Now, mathematical statistics would say that somebody would screw up, and even if they meant to vote for Obama, somebody along the line would have screwed up. Or how about a candidate who was running in that precinct, maybe running for dog catcher? You mean he didn't go vote for Romney, and his family didn't go for Romney? 117,300-3. But nothing's going to happen.
And there were some with zero Romney votes.
Barack Obama did not win Ohio. He did not win Ohio, but I sound like a coach. But here's a good thing. I voted for Romney, but I wasn't big in the Romney camp. I didn't like Romney. I wasn't a Republican cheerleader. So it doesn't really matter. I don't really have a dog in the hunt because I don't think anything's going to change anyway. Because Romney and Obama are really two legs on the same bug anyway. You know, they look like they're different feet down at the bottom, but it's like a water tower. The higher up you go, you realize they're two ladders at the same place. So there really wasn't that big a difference. But I'm going to tell you this. First-hand, not anecdotal, first-hand knowledge, I saw the cheating that took place in Columbus. I can't imagine what took place in Cleveland and Toledo and Cincinnati, and it is going on, and our elected officials refuse to stop it. Motor voter. You can't listen. You can't, if you're 16 years old, you can't get a beer in Ohio. But you can vote without an ID. Is that unbelievable? You can't buy a beer in Ohio without an ID. You can't buy a beer without an ID. But you can go vote without an ID. We have lost our stinking minds.
Yeah, we have. And we've lost our stinking minds here, too, because we need to take a quick break. We will be right back. We're listening to Coach Dave. You're here at We the People Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jesus, you gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day.
Welcome back to We the People Radio, where we bring you light entertainment, fun, positive frivolity.
And we're not opinionated.
And Aaron, offline, you said, what are we going to do to get these churches off their butts? You guys, it's all in your wallet. Stop giving them money. Stop funding anybody that isn't stepping up and playing in the game. Just stop. Don't give them money. It's that simple. When the money dries up, they will wake up.
Amen, sister.
Hey,
Dave?
So Coach Dave, being a man of no opinions, such as you are, what do you think of Chris Christie?
Ooh, let her rip.
Well, I think Chris Christie is about Chris Christie. Right? And he'll be a Democrat soon. He's probably a Democrat right now. We just don't know it. The reality of it is there's something going on inside there, right? That he did that. He clearly is a smart enough guy to understand that what he did, even at the time that he did it, was, Michael Bloomberg wouldn't do it, right? Michael Bloomberg wouldn't have him. Andrew Cuomo wouldn't have the president, but Christie did. So I think there's something going on. He's probably pretty politically astute and understands that it's a Democratic, everything's moving Democratic in America, and I think he probably just did what was best for him. But see, listen, here's what we got to understand, folks. I'm so sick and tired of this. By the way, thanks for not hanging up on me, because a lot of times I get on radio stations and I get too hot and they shut me off.
You don't know us.
Oh, we never do
that. Praise the Lord. I
We're tougher than that.
here's the reality, and this is a song that I've been screaming for 12 years. I didn't steal this phrase, but I've used it, and that is, the British are coming. The British are coming. I've been telling people for 12 years. And whether or not we realize this battle that we see raging in America is not a political battle. It's a battle over truth. That's all it is. It's a battle over truth. And folks, we understand this. We look at Barack Obama, and he is full of lies, and we can't even recognize it. In fact, or even maybe we do recognize it, and we make a joke about it. We say, oh, well, you know, they're politicians. They'll say anything to get elected, and then we elect them. And then we see Mitt Romney, who's running as the conservative, which is probably the joke of jokes. We know that Mitt Romney's pro-abortion, he's pro-gay. We know all of this about him, and he lies and lies, and Republicans lie and lie and lie. So what we have to do, we Tea Partiers, which I consider myself a Tea Party Republican. In fact, I ran for Congress back in 2010 as a Tea Party Republican.
Nice.
And I continued to say the problem are moral. Our problems are moral. Until we stop killing babies, until we make a real stand for the least of our brethren, until we stand up and protect unborn children, all of this other stuff is folly. It is not a political issue. It is a moral issue. Till we demand that our politicians speak the truth, till we demand that our schools teach the truth, till we demand that our churches teach the truth, not a version of the truth, but the truth, until we get there, we are merely spinning our wheels. And see, we have to be smart enough that when we watch Bill O'Reilly, who's looking out for you, or Sean Hannity, understand this. That one person will speak truth, they'll have a guest on who will speak the truth, and then they have on another guest immediately who gives the other side. Well, girls, there is no other side to truth. There is only one truth.
That's
and unfortunately,
true.
See, those TV shows have programmed us into moral relativism. Well, it's okay. Murder's wrong, but who am I to judge? Yeah, I'd never have an abortion, but how can I tell somebody else? And so what happens is they have indoctrinated us with both sides of the argument, and no one ever really declares the truth. That's why we're in the mess we're in. And girls, you're not smart enough to think. You certainly don't think General Petraeus quit over...
No.
And tell me you don't think that.
And the timing is... I mean, come on.
Lies. Liar, liar, pants on fire. But see, you can't even say that anymore, right? They misspoke.
Yeah.
Right? They misspoke.
Well, there's, you know, when we give away our court system, and, you know, when we let all those things fall into the hands of people who are not about truth, the ability to redress all this kind of falls.
Why? Because, see, truth, Scripture says, truth has fallen in the street, and it cannot get up. Now, listen, come on now. A man and a man, that ain't marriage. That ain't marriage. I don't care what your view of homosexuality is. You can't call that marriage. But yet we do. Why do we do that? Because the church has dropped the standard of just, it used to be called, girls, holy matrimony. Matrimony. Matre, Latin for mother. Moni. To make holy matrimony. It was God sanctioning a woman to now be a mother. That was the purpose of marriage. But see, then we had no-fault divorce brought to us courtesy of that guy from California named Ronald Reagan, brought no-fault divorce, and the church bought it and said, well, this is pretty good. Wow, this is pretty good. I don't have to stick to my marriage vows. Cool. And so we made marriage nothing more than a contract between a man and a woman that the government's involved with, and so the homosexual said, well, men and women can, well, why can't we? And so now, yeah, well, why can't we? So the truth has fallen in the streets and can't get up. And to those who would say, well, Coach, homosexuals, well, they should have the same rights as everybody else. Well, they do. I can't marry a man. I'm not allowed to marry a man. I'm a man. I'm not allowed to marry a man. And neither are they. There's no discrimination there. They say, well, Coach, you got to let them love the one that, marry the one they love. Really? Well, I got a wife. What if I love somebody else? Am I allowed to marry both of them at the same time?
Can I marry my daughter?
Can I marry my son?
I think that's
crazy. It's crazy. See, no.
How
truth.
About your horse?
Oh, coach. I think that's totally coming. And just in case you don't follow the underbelly of California politics, in the last legislative session, they passed my favorite bill, where children could have more than two parents. Believe it or not, we were saved by Jerry Brown, who did not sign the bill.
He vetoed.
But hey, we have a caller on the line for you, Larry in Shingletown, if I remember right.
Hey, Larry.
Am I with you?
Morning.
Good one. Hi, Larry. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to ask Coach Dave a question. You know, we keep saying that the Dems and Republicans are cut from the same cloth. So why don't we start voting Libertarian, and maybe we can send a message, like if 5 or 10 times as many people voted Libertarian for the next presidential election?
Well, I would agree with that, but here's where I always run into problem. I say, listen, I'm a libertarian, but I'm a Christian libertarian, meaning I will not. We cannot violate the laws of nature and of nature's God. One of the problems I have with Ron Paul, and I love Ron Paul, but one of the problems I have with Ron Paul, he said abortion is a state's issue, state's rights issue. No. The state doesn't have the right to vote to kill a baby. That's the laws of nature and of nature's God. So I see a lot of problems with libertarian. I'm a Christian libertarian. I believe anybody should be able to do anything as long as it doesn't violate the laws of nature and of nature's God. And for me, so many libertarians go so far off the cliff that it's hard for me to be able to cast my lot with them. But I stand with you. I'm a Christian libertarian. I believe less government, more individual rights, but there must be inward restraints on the heart of men. And unless we have those inward restraints on the heart of men, which we no longer teach in our schools, if it feels good, do it. Tune in, turn on, drop out. If we have that type of mentality, we'll have chaos and anarchy, even worse than what we have right now.
But if we keep voting Republican or Democrat, we're ending up with the same thing. The banker financial cabal, they win either way.
Hey, brother, I'm on the same horse. I'm on the same horse with you. I'm not arguing with you. We have got to get out of the Republican-Democrat box. We've got to get out of it. The greatest form of victory in war is divide and conquer. That's it. If they can divide us and conquer us. Well, have they done that? Old against young, black against white, rich against poor, Republican against Democrat, conservative against liberal, on and on, pro-life against pro-choice, on and on and on. Divide. Divide and conquer. They've been masters at it. And we've got to become smarter than that. That's why I believe the church could lead the revolution, but the sissy pastors standing in the pulpit are afraid they're going to get their skirts dirty and they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Keep up the good fight.
God bless you, brother.
Thanks, Larry. I just wanted you to know, switching back and forth between Larry and Dave, since Larry's Larry was very soft spoken, and then when Dave went to answer, Bob's going to have tendonitis.
I'm actually very soft spoken too, except when I'm trying to.
Yeah, but
somebody
it's just
you
funny.
Sound so angry. Somebody said that to me.
Yeah. It's okay. We're.
Where are you? Why aren't you angry? I'm angry. The Bible says be angry and sin not. I'm not sinning, but I'm mad as hell. And I'm not
yeah, we are too.
Anymore.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been that way all week. And some of the emails I've gotten this week have been pretty interesting from people. Okay, so one person, you know, when I had said we probably should, and Elizabeth made the comment that, you know, if the church you go to is not taking a stand, is not doing something, you know, you do get to vote with your wallet. And I did have somebody in the chat room pointed out, hey, you know what, even if you don't go to a different church, if they're, you know, if they're not your same religion or whatever, you want to still go to your church, but you have another one who's doing a great job, shoot your money over to them.
Well, yeah, it's like the church where our Tea Party meets.
Ways.
I mean, they've really stepped up. I mean, they've been incredibly supportive, where so few wouldn't even have a conversation with us. So it might be time to start directing our Sunday donations to them.
Yeah.
You know what I tell them to do? You guys aren't going to believe this. I say send them to Pass Assault Ministry. Send them to me. You know what I just did? Last weekend, my wife and I just got back. I was on the University of Jackson State University the home of Walter Payton, one of the most historically black campuses in America. And I took abortion pictures, and I stood on the campus of Jackson State University, and I spoke to those black students there, and I told them there is black genocide going on in America today, and that black genocide is being led by that half-black man in the White House. He is for abortion, that the blacks are 13% of the population and 38% of the abortions. Barack Obama is leading the destruction of the black family. He is leading it. That's what I do with it. And we went to the abortion clinic. We went to high schools, and we stood outside the high schools, and we declared the truth of abortion, what's going on. Pastors, you can see why pastors hate me, can't you? Because we're trying to call people out to where the real battle is being fought, to tell them to quit hiding inside their stained glass fortresses and come out and engage. Jesus said, go ye into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them all I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. And the Bible says this, to him who knows to do good and not to do it, to him it is sin. Our pastors are sitting inside those churches hiding from the devil when they ought to be training their people to overcoming and take him on.
I don't know. We've spent so much time trying to be cheerleaders for the general population, to pump people up, to encourage them, to give them all of the reasons why they need to step up. And, you know, I, for one, am so kind of tired of doing that. And now I've got a different game face. And I really want to get to where people feel it. And finances. I mean,
yeah. We've got to come at it from a different angle. We also have to take a really quick break, or we'll have.
And we have Terry on the line when we come back.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, we're taking a break. We're talking to Coach Dave here at We the People Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. Closer to where I started, we're chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've held on to. I'm standing here until you make me move, making by a moment here with you.
The end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
He loves to mess with us.
Hey, so we're wrapping up our show today, but just wanted to put something out there to all of those people that think that only the rich are going to get hammered in January. If you're an employee and you're getting a paycheck from an employer and he's providing health care coverage, you are going to start paying income tax on the portion of the health care coverage that your employer provides. Your Social Security taxes coming out of your paycheck will go up. And I'm assuming that they're not going to extend the Bush tax cuts, so immediately your taxable rate will go up. Three hits.
Yep.
Check the checks that you get in January and see how different they are from the checks you got in December.
I'd love to know how many people who claimed to disapprove of Obama's performance went ahead and voted for him anyway. I'd love to see that statistic.
I think that's probably a staggering statistic.
Hey, you get what you deserve.
Hey, Coach Dave, just a point of I don't know, whatever. Somebody in here in our chat room wanted to know, I was wondering if, this is his quote, his question. I was wondering if he coached any gay football players and if he coached them differently. And I won't tell you what I wrote, but go ahead.
Is that you, Philip?
Yeah.
Probably somebody's out to try to insinuate that I hate gays. That's where they always go.
Yeah.
See? I love gays.
That's
I love
the
gays
easy way.
I like I love heterosexuals. I treat them all the same. But I love them enough to tell them that if they continue in that lifestyle, statistics show that they're going to be dead at the age of 43. That's when the average male homosexual dies. And so those who claim to love gays endorse and promote that sinful lifestyle, which is going to end up costing them a very early death. Well, I love them enough to tell them that Jesus can rescue them from that, and they can live a long, happy, fruitful life. Now, my question is, who loves them the most?
There you go. I knew you'd have a good answer for that.
Terry is on the line.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Sorry, Terry.
We take hostages here. We call them callers.
And Dave...
I got a haircut and shaved and stuff, so I'm good.
Sweet.
But anyway, I have a couple of quick questions for Dave.
We only have two and a half minutes.
Pardon me?
We only have 2.5 minutes, sorry.
I'm going to do it quick. We do voting registration in a lot of churches. One of the things we run into is the fact that some of the pastors who resist it say that we have to respect authority. I use the fact that Daniel didn't respect the authority of Nebuchadnezzar, so was he a sinner because he didn't bow before him, and even though Nebuchadnezzar was appointed as being the leader in the government. The other question I've got for Dave that I'd like him to answer, and that is that as far as the church, a lot of them are talking about rapture, you know, you're going to be going to McDonald's with your grandkids, and all of a sudden you're going to be raptured. Don't worry about anything. Everything is wonderful.
Oh, God's gonna man, is this guy a setup? I wish I had another hour to take all that on, because theology does matter. And there are many churches who do expect the rapture to come anytime, so they say, what the heck?
Yeah.
They say, well, look at the headlines. You can see the Bible's being lived out right in the headlines. We're not going to be around here anyway. What a defeatist attitude. I could go on and on that one. And then the other, what was the first question?
The first question was about authority and how we're supposed to...
Oh, Romans, the misreading of Romans 13. Listen, Romans 13 was written to Christians, by Christians, for Christians. It was about Christian leadership, not governmental leadership. We should never, ever support Hitler. Never, ever support Hitler. And we should never, ever support someone who kills babies in the White House. Christians should not support that. It's very, very clear. Romans 13 is misinterpreted.
You're right on.
Nice.
Thanks, brother.
I knew you'd have an answer for that, Dave. You know what? How long is that? Pretty long?
We have less than a minute left.
All right. I'm just trying to keep track here. You know, Dave, we are obviously going to have you back on.
I'd love to do it. CoachDaveLive.com. I got all kinds of stuff on there that people... I'm not trying to be
please
do. I'm trying to open people's eyes. CoachDaveLive.com.
And PT Salt, PTSalt.com. Coach Dave Live didn't work for me, but PTSalt.com did.
Okay, well, they're both... It should be Coach Dave Live. That's the one I try to give out. They're both the same one. PT Salt, same one as well.
Right on. And so we've got you on our webpage. We'll hold the sound file, and we'll get right back to you to figure out how to schedule up again.
And a special thank you to all of our veterans.
Big thank you to all of our veterans, and we're going to go out with that. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, veterans.
No doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.